A very good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January 29th, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Chris Gande.
And I'm Mike Hove.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the continuing crackdown on foreigners, especially Zimbabweans in South Africa.
Last week in South Africa, foreigners, including Zimbabweans living in the township of Diepsloot, were hounded out of their homes by angry mobs paying for their banishments, allegedly because a group of Zimbabweans had killed a police officer who was in line of duty.
Although the onslaught by the mobs was halted by the authorities, this week police launched yet another blitz on undocumented immigrants in Diepsloot and other areas, netting over 100 Zimbabweans.
Now, this came after a time whereby the Minister of Police, Honorable Bekicele, and the Minister of Home Affairs, Honorable Aaron Motsoaledi, issued a joint statement addressing the issues that happened in Diepsloot. Let's take a listen to what Honorable Bekicele had to say.
Make sure that our roads, our streets are safe by increasing.
Ngifuna bezogcina ukuthula njalo bacwayisise amacala okubulala okuthiwa adalwe kuleli ilokishi.
To make that visibility to be there in 24 hours.
You just heard there from Honorable Bekicele. He is the Minister of Police in South Africa. He was addressing the situation that happened in Diepsloot, South Africa, whereby he was alerting the people, telling them that in 24 hours, there'll be police on the streets. Now, let us also hear from the Minister of Home Affairs, Honorable Aaron Motsoaledi.
Just this Tuesday, I signed a list of 1,500.
Ngolwesibili sibophe abokuza abedlula inkulungwane bonke sebephuma ejele ngamacala okubulala lokubamba iganyavu. Ngibabuyisele kubo ngoba yizigayo.
Because they are not migrants, they are criminals.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, you just heard there from Honorable Aaron Motsoaledi. Now, the things that were done by both the South African government and the ministers themselves is a move that was welcomed by South Africans who are from Diepsloot. VOA correspondent Benedict Nhlapo caught up with one of them. Let's take a look at what they had to say.
Okay, Igama ndingukhaya. Wakwamasika isibongo. Ndingumhlali walapha eDiepsloot. Ndingumhlali nje walapha eDiepsloot. Ngendlela ekwenzeka ngayo emphakathini, kwenzeka ukuthi singakhoni nokuthi sikwazi ukuhamba. Ubuhlungu nento ezimbi nendaba ezimbi. Bayabulawa abantu, bayarechwa, kwenzeka everything, into ezibuhlungu ebantwini. And zenziwa ngabantu abaphilayo. Ngoku sekufanele ukuthi siphile ngenye indlela esingayi-understandiyo. Utsho ukuthi thina bantu balapha eSouth Africa asikhuselekanga. Ingeyinto esiyithandayo ke leyo. Kodwa makhe umphakathi nawo uzame uncedisa, uhlome, uhlasele, uncedisane namapolisa ukuze sikwazi uzibona sisafe, sikhululekile nathi. Ngoba sihamba nje apha, sihamba nje abaphandle emgaqweni, sihamba singakhululekile. Lulekanga ngoba ngezinto ezenzeka sicinga ukuthi singafana nini singadutshulwa nanini ngoba sekukubi ngoku sekukubi imphathi wami sesicela ukuthi makwenzeke ngamandla ukuthi lokhu kwenzekayo nophando lwenzekayo kube ngathi kuyaqinisekiswa
njengoba sibona nje amapolisa afiki lapha abona ukuthi wonke umuntu ukhusenekile nithokozile yini ngendlela ayenza ngayo sizokuthiwa bakhona abakwabuya ababoshiwe futhi nithokozekile yini
ngendlela ayenza ngayo amapolisa usho ukuthi enza umsebenzi wawo ngenyaniso nangeqiniso ngoba ngendlela bekwenzeka ngayo.
That there was a South African man who was narrating how they are now living in fear, not because of just criminals. He seems to be saying that most of them are foreigners. So he seems also to be happy with the move that the South African government has taken to rid the cities of the unwanted elements. Although the four alleged cop killers have been arrested, tensions remain between locals and foreigners, especially Zimbabweans.
Now, this comes during a time that a video of Zimbabweans in a squalid cell in Hillbrow Police Station shows the prisoners alleging to have been jailed for more than a month without trial.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Now, as we speak, we're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency, 4930 and 143860 kilohertz with shortwave. We broadcast from Monday through to Friday at 8 p.m.
We are also streaming our shows on Facebook right now. And our Facebook pages are VOA Zimbabwe, VOA Shona, and of course, VOA Ndebele.
So don't forget Zimbabwe Mutle. If you're looking to join us, you can text us on WhatsApp on +1202-465-0318. Or you can call us live on air on +1202-619-2077. Now, Chris, I hear we have our first guest, Umnumzana Usokso Chikoero. Go ahead and take her.
Yeah, sure. Mr. Chikoero.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chikoero. You sound like you are in a crowded place. I don't know if you can maybe slightly move away from the noise.
Okay, let me see if I can be at a quiet place a little bit.
Oh, yeah. And now I think I can hear you clearly without any interference.
Vachikoero.
Eh, baba.
Ah, tinomugamuchira muchirongwa makadini baba?
Tipo makadini ndinomugamuchirayo ndichikwazisa vatereri venyu ndichiti makadiyo.
Aiwa, ndinovimba kuti vatereri vari nani vari kufara nhasi. Vachikoero, nyaya yatinayo nhasi mugango, tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika kuSouth Africa uko. Vhiki rapfuura takaona kuDiepsloot uko changa chakabvondoka baba. Zvinhu zvazvo zvisina kumira mushe. We saw mapurisa achipinda kuDiepsloot hanzi vanga vakutoita mainvestigations vachitsvaga vanhu vanobva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana vari kugara muSouth Africa zvisiri pamutemo. Mungatiudzawo zvizere pamusoro pezvakaitika, chii chakanyatsokonzeresa zvese izvi?
Chakanyatsoitika ndechekuti izvozvo zvisati zvaitika, vhiki ranga ripamasure patoni panga paitika kuurawa kwemupurisa nevamwe katikati noumwe mukomana ari kunzi pari zvino verification yachoni iri kunzi ndiwe kuZimbabwe. Akauraya mupurisa uyu. Mupurisa uyu akamuuraya nepfuta achiita zvokumupfuura, asi mupurisa uyu anga asiri hake muyunifomu. Asi handi munoziva kunonzi mupurisa kunyange usiri muyunifomu, chero uri muyunifomu unenge uchingori pabasa. Saka amupfuura kudero, anonzi akatiza nhomba aenda kumba kwaaigara kuda mainvestigations ndokuzoteera ndokuzonowana vakomana ava vari pamba pavo nobva vasungwa vari 4. Vasungwa vari 4 kudero hwano wavo ndiye akachizobvuma kuti ndini ndakadii, ndini ndakauraya mupurisa uyu. Ochibvunza kunzi kwewo wakaurayirei mupurisa, oti ndamusingazivi kuti mupurisa nekuti akauya asina kupfeka yunifomu. Ndosaka ndakamuuraya, asi kuti ataure kuti akamuurayirei chaizvo hazvina kubuda pachena. Now vochizoda kuti vaverifye kuti munhu ndiwekupi akabva ati ndiwe kuZimbabwe. Nomba anzi tione mapepa ako eugari hwemuno muSouth Africa kuti ugere muSouth Africa zviri pamutemo here. Akawanikwa kuti agere muSouth Africa zvisiri pamutemo. Saka izvozvo ndozvakaita trigger vehome affairs nemapurisa nevemigration kuti vaite descent on Diepsloot kuti vatange kusunga vanhu vasina mapepa akakwana. Asi vasati vaita izvozvo, vanhu vanga vatotanga kudi kudemonstrata, kwatoti kuratidzira kwaya kuyabva muDiepsloot kuti maforeiners vari munomu vari kuti vauraya mupurisa ngavadzokere kunyika kwavo. Vaakuto sazvino murodi vachi batidza moto murodi nekukanda zvino murodi vachiratidzira.
Yeah, mnumzana Chikowero, ungasitshela wena ukuthi kati yena lo okuthiwa wabulala ipolisa kuliqiniso na ukuthi la ikasekho? Sike sabona imfanekiso esithunyezelwa ngabantu la.
Hayi, ukhona ungakangela kahle kahle imfanekiso yakhona, labo abantu abafani. Andiyabona ukuthi kokuqaleni ikhona ipicture yakhe uziphethe isibhamu singu-2 uyabona ukuthi intyebe zakhe nentyebe zalo muntu ufileyo ziyatshiyana, awuseyo le mfananiso, awusiyo lo muntu usekuleta kuma-social media uyenze i-accident eLimpopo. So abantu bayafana, ntiakazuthi abantu abanye abantu bayafana, but ungakhangeli what we call i-forensic investigation ukuthi ubone ukuthi iintyebe zabo azifani. Plus ma uphakathi kwejele abakunikizi i-shaving machine ukuthi uyisheve ube kahle like that one. So I see ngabantu ba-different, ase umuntu munye.
Ah, okay. Hayi, siyabonga. Ungabamba kancane ecingweni, Mike.
Okay.
All right, Chris, siyez ukuthi umnumzana Mkwananzi usengenele uhlelo.
Usibanda.
Usibanda uxolo sengizithi Mkwananzi.
Yeah, Mr. Sibanda, welcome to the show.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening. Mr. Sibanda, we are discussing about the situation, the very volatile situation in South Africa. Can you give us a brief background about what you know has caused the tension? We understand it all started when a policeman was shot and killed. What do you know about this issue?
Well, look, this was the second incident, I think, you know, that we had where where a foreigner has been alleged to have killed, you know, a police officer. And what we know, obviously, is that there was, I think, an entrapment that the police tried to do, where basically, you know, the guy called, I think, Paymo and his friends were supposed to be entrapped. And what then happened is that I think then he suspected and saw people that were moving and decided that he was going to run away, and there was some shooting. Apparently, we understand that the captain that then passed on, you know, was going to grab him from behind. That's when he shot the captain. And from that particular incident, then, you know, the community was up in arms, saying, look, all Zimbabweans or foreigners, and particularly Zimbabweans, must leave, you know, South Africa. So there were some, you know, demonstrations. And we know that when there were demonstrations, of course, I mean, you know, foreigners were then targeted. I mean, we've also seen the police, you know, minister there and the Minister of Home Affairs. And we know that it sounds like instructions were given that, you know, look, all foreigners must then be arrested, particularly those that are not documented. And we saw police vans, you know, picking, you know, people into vehicles. So that kind of unrest, you know, we believe that what has been escalating. And in any case, we had thought that, you know, the people that had called for a meeting, for a shutdown, were people that were saying, let us go out and look for criminals, not foreigners. Because, you see, the rhetoric that says that let's go and look for undocumented foreigners, I mean, that's not work. I mean, you know, you can understand when a community says we've had enough of crime, let's go out and catch or identify criminals. Because a lot of people know criminals. They know that, okay, in this particular household, there's people that might be, you know, carjackers, you know, pickpocketers. So let's go and, you know, maybe arrest them, you know, citizen arrest. This is basically allowed, and send them to the police. But when we've got an escalation where basically you get, you know, people saying let's get all foreigners out, or particularly Zimbabweans, because the majority of them are committing crime, I think that becomes a statement that becomes very xenophobic and unfortunate, because as much as we have got many, you know, foreigners and also from Zimbabwe that are committing crime, we've got a lot of, you know, locals that are committing crime. Mm-hmm. And once that is not corrected, because when the ministers went in this particular area, the most important thing that, in my view, they were supposed to do, it was basically, you know, to then calm, you know, the situation and tell the community members that we are going to catch criminals, but not to then ultimately, you know, decide to say, let us tag, you know, foreigners in our operations. because that kind of sentiment basically inflames the situation. I mean, we know what happened in September and October last year, and if we continue and we've got leaders, political leaders, and it's very unfortunate that the ministers that are involved, the Minister of Police and Minister Mtswaledi, you know, do not have anything good to say about foreigners in general. You know, starting from last year, they've always shown, you know, very xenophobic tendencies. So them being in the fray, particularly in these particular areas, you know, does not help the situation at all. We then saw video footage of, you know, the young men that are alleged to have shot, you know, the police, the group being arrested and being taken to the police. I mean, you know, and in the police cell, you know, being given, you know, some beatings. We have also seen, I think, you know, a picture of allegedly the guy that has been arrested and some people saying that he has been killed. But we've also seen a WhatsApp caption that says that that was put together with that picture. But it looks like that caption is not necessarily pointing to the picture that we then saw. Now, we have not yet verified exactly what is happening, but we have spoken to a couple of journalists. We know they have appeared once in court in Randburg. So what we have said as the African diaspora is that we have an interest. We want to go and find out, I mean, and attend some of these court cases so that we basically can get to know that, one, if it comes to crime, we do not encourage foreigners to commit crime like any other person. We don't encourage South Africans, no foreigners, to commit crime. And we are saying that when people commit crime, their just desert is that, you know, they must be imprisoned, and the processes of the law must take its course. And if we have people that, you know, are wielding and playing around with guns, like we saw the Premo that's been spoken about in some of the pictures where he was carrying two, you know, revolvers or guns, we actually recommend, you know, that the maximum sentence, you know, be passed on him. Mm-hmm. That is what has happened. But on the one hand, if indeed it is true that the young man has been killed in the police cells, as what we have seen, we are going to be agitating, you know, for serious steps to be taken, obviously, against, the Minister of Police, for the mere fact that, number one, the sentiment that we had being said, we know that, you know, police officers are human beings, and when one of their own is killed, it touches them just as much as it touches any one of us when a person, you know, basically, you know, is killed. But we cannot condone a situation where people become a law unto themselves, because we had the police, you know, swearing that you are going to die. And if surely indeed the young man has died, you know, the matter is going to, we're not going to leave the matter lying down. We're going to take it on and ensure that the Minister of Police is held to account, because after what would have happened, it means that in any case, you know, the police must have known and ought to have known that putting the young man, you know, in any other cell with any other person in that way, you know, would have jeopardized his life. One of the principles of applying for bail is, number one, that you must ensure that, you know, the person who's either being given bail is not going, his life is not going to be in danger, because, you know, people are generally angry against him. So the same thing should have happened, you know, in ensuring that in whatever cell that he'd have been put in, he would have been safer if indeed he has passed on. So we are actually trying to follow the situation, I mean, and the story very closely, and to ensure that we express our feelings in terms of ensuring that South Africa is an open democracy, you know, abides by the law. Because we cannot have a situation where, you know, either the police, you know, because the colleague has been killed, or ordinary citizens, like what we have seen happening now in deep situations. We have been saying for all this time that we cannot have ordinary citizens going out there asking IDs and passports from migrants, becoming migration officers, you know, or becoming, you know, looting people's shops because they feel that migrants are committing crime or migrants are overcrowding the country. We are very worried about that kind of, you know, narrative, because it does not promote the social cohesion and the living together of people, particularly the African people.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sibanda. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller, Mike.
Right, tiri kunzwa kuti nemuteereri nyezo kutsidwa mumlaleri ngati nzwe kuti ndiani aripo parinhare. Kona kona muteereri ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa vanokone kumweni.
Makadiko.
Tiri nani, zviri kufamba here mukoma?
Ndiri nani, zvitandoitwa inosende, ndikufanira ndiri kuDurban.
Kuri seiko kuDurban mukoma ino?
Makadiko, kuri kupisa.
Hanzi kuri kupisa. Aiwa, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa. Nyaya iri mugango mainzwa mukoma ino, hanzi ku Deep Slut uko chakabvondoka zvechokwadi zvizvarwa zvekuZimbabwe. Hanzi take mapurisa ari kutsvagai, kana musina mapepa hanzi toda kukudzoserai kunyika. Mungati nazvo izvozvo.
I want to show you the pizza. Tanga, no, I'm more than one with them.
Kodzero dzenyu sezvizvarwawo zveimwewo nyika zviri kugara muSouth Africa dziri kumbunyikidzwa here?
Hapana chizvarwa chisiri kumbunyikidzwa, asi zvazvinoita ndezvekuti kana paine chiitiko chaitika sechiki anenge vakumbotarisana nezvizvarwa izvozvo zvenyika iyoyo kuti ndozvakanyanya kunyanya hedu isusu tatogara vanhu vemuSouth Africa havani nekuti isusu tinoshanda. Ndikakupai semuenzi handipopoti yeSouth Africa yaivhara na10 usiku asi zvaya kufenza 24 hours nekuti unangoti izvozvi 90 hatingangoti 70% yemadrivers vamudrivha vanhu vezimbabwe tichienda kunana Congo tichidzoka production yeSouth Africa ikudi iri kufamba handimaona. Saka nedzimwe dzenguva chezvacho hazvitariswi nenzira yacho maministers achona ndo anenge aigineta pane kuti vatsvage nyara vabate munhu apara mhosva. Aiwa, inomba yachinjira kune vanhu vese vese.
Aiwa, takunzwai mukoma ino, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo, handiti baba.
Aiwa, ndinongotendona ndingotegaindeso wangu maino vakunzima mutaka baba kuplasina kodwa nati kuphele
nzima. Ngempela ngempela ufuna ukhuluma lo Innocent.
Ye Innocent uthi wena uchayela ama-truck sizwa kuthiwa abachayela ama-truck yibo kade bethwele nzima kulesani isikhathi, kathesi kunjani kodwa?
Hayi, abathela amatraki ukuthwala nzima akupheli. Into eyenzakala everyday ukuthi ama-incidence into ey'ningi azikhulunywa. Enye yenzeka abekho amapolisi indawo eziningi ngoba yabona izwe leSouth Africa likhulu ngosuka lapha eDurban ngithi nge-Cape Town then phaka kwendawo kubokimbali hhayi ngihlukumezwe laphana kodwa ukuze kufike emapoliseni nokuthi i-case yakhona iyathendwe, hhayi yabona hhayi akwathendeka.
Hhayi, sibongile kakhulu Innocent.
Hhayi, ngiyabonga nibe ningifonela na.
Ye, hhayi, sizahlala sikufonela, sibongile kakhulu. Yes, Micah, let's go back to Mr. Chikoero.
Vachikoero, muchiripo parunhare rapo? Vachikoero, muripo parunhare here? Right. Murugunzo mtereri abva kupinda apa. One thing that he seemed to highlight, vati nemaondo avo, hanzi munhu wese ari chizvarwa kana usiri chizvarwa cheku South Africa ari kugara mu South Africa. Hanzi munenge muri kutopinzwa busy. Vati nyaya iyi yekuti vari kutsva hanzi pano pagwa mhosva nemunhu asina mapepa, asi panobva pasunga munhu wese asina mapepa neane mapepa, vese vari kungopinzwa munyaya imwe chete. Ndizvo zviri kuitika here munyika izvi?
Chamunofanira kuziva ndechekuti South Africa yagara yakabatwa nedis xenophobic grip yambotaugwa naDr. Svanda iri kutaugwa nemuteereri ari kuDurban. Yagara yakabatwa nenonzi xenophobic grip, saka zvavanoita ndezvekuti chero xenophobia yacho nikamboti dzikei pasi, vanomirira kuti vaone another opportunity inosumuka yekuti vasumudzire ukasha hwavo. Hunenge hwakangosapureswa chete. Saka pakangoitika chinhu chinoitika, vanobva vangotanga nyaya yavo. Saka havazomiriri kuona kuti munhu uyu ndokuZimbabwe chete here, asi sezvataugwa kuti kudeep sloot vanhu vangari pamberi vanga vachiti maZimbabwenzi dzokerai kuZimbabwe. Munogadzirisa mapepa enyu vodzoka modi, mouya maane mapepa. Asi ukawanikwawo usiriwo muZimbabweni unowanga uchipinda mucrossfire. Saka it's not only deep sloot, zvakaitika ku Cape Town. Mazuva urava mupurisa kudeep sloot kuCape Town, uno vakabva vasumudzawo nyaya iyoyo yekuti maforeigners matanga kudi, matanga kutiuraya. Saka taakukudzingai ezvinavo baba vari kutaura vari kuDurban vaakusumudzawo mweya. Saka mweya wexenophobic uchirimo muno muSouth Africa and handifungi kuti unopera iko zvino. Asi nyaya iripo yatinongoda kuti tisimbisane tese ndeyekuti nobody is above the law. Ungave uri muZimbabweni, ungave uchiri chisvagwa cherimwe nyika, haufaniri kutora mutemo woisa muhomwe mako wopara mhosva. Ungaine uri muSouth African, kana wapara mhosva, mapurisa ngaatarisane nenyaya, asatarisane nevanhu. Now unongotarisana kuti vatyoeri vapara mhosva, movasunga, mavasunga moteverera maprocedures anoitwa nekoti ekuti vapara mhosva votongwa nemutongo wavo. Asi handizvo zviri kuitika. Sezvataura Dr. Svanda, vanhu ava vakati vatogwa vari four vaisiwa muchitokisi. Vaitiwa muchitokisi munhu yavo yatakamuona achirovegwa pamadziro emuchitokisi nepamapoo achirovegwa, tikanzwa izwi remupurisa yechikadzi richitaura kuti izvo iwo tichatomeka shuwa kuti unotofa chete. Saka munhu akadero hatitozivi kuti achasvika pakunotongwa here kana kuti achafira muchitokisi.
Now, Mr. Chikoero, as you know, one thing, I was reading some of the comments that our listeners have written on our Facebook pages, and one of them seemed to highlight, how are they telling the difference? Because my understanding is the crime is not just being committed by foreign nationals. You have South Africans, too, that are committing crime. How are they telling the difference? Is the treatment any different?
Well, if you look at the statistics of the people who are in prison, the foreigners constitute a very low percentage of foreigners who are in South African jails. That tells us that South Africans are more in the prisons than the foreigners. I think the statistics that came out yesterday, when they were calculated, the Zimbabweans, foreigners came up to 7% of the foreigners who are incarcerated in prison. So they are only talking about the 7% of the people who are incarcerated. They are not talking about the 93% of South Africans who have committed various crimes. So when a crime is committed by a South African, they don't talk about it. You don't hear it on media. You don't hear the noise. But when it is committed by a foreigner, we hear a lot of noise about that crime. Mm-hmm. What we are saying is Dr. Sander said, and the other guy said, that we don't condone crime, but when crime comes, when somebody commits crime, let's treat crime as crime. No one is above the law. No one should be allowed to, you know, to come and commit crime in South Africa. So what we are saying is we are treated differently depending on where you are coming from. If you are a foreigner, then you are a great criminal. If you are a local, then you are a smart criminal.
Mm-hmm. All thank right. you so much. Please do stay on the line. Mike, we have a caller.
Right, ngiyezwa ukuthi silo munye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo ndukuzo thina uma umthereri ariphinda mchirongo ngathi zokuthi ndiyani aripo parunari apho. Kola kola umthereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo aripo parunari ndiyani.
Kunjani mahlangano?
Baba mahlangano unjani?
Yangkhona.
Usixhumi ngapi baba?
Ya mina ngise Pretoria.
Mhm. Nanti udabula khona ekhudwini kuthiwa e deep sluit izinto azimanga kuhle ungathini ngalokho?
Deep sluit mina ngibe ngikhona izolo ngibe ngilande umunye usibana sami abahlala khona siyothatha ipasa. Deep sluit akusahlaleki mara sesihlala naye la ePitori la. Deep sluit akusahlaleki heyi kunzima.
Kulo mehluko naye ePitori?
Mina ngisemamelodi.
Hayi bengithi is there a difference between indlela liphathwa ngayo ngamaphoyisa?
Amapolisa namhlanje abajikajika kuphela but abangajamisa imoto but abakhombisa ukuthi maningi amaphoyisa ukuthi maybe isinye nesinye isikhathi vele amapasi bangafuna ama-ID isinye nesinye isikhathi. Uyakhumbula isikhathi lesa is last week ngitshela loyo abantu baba wamavinga athi hayi ikodzero zevanhu uyabona manje ukuthi ngikhulumile ukuthi polanka abathi sizalathi baningi singalungisa izinto lekhaya lesithi hayi amalungelo abantu sifuna ukuthi abe four. Mina ngayikhuluma ukuthi kungasukudala izinafobia izoba khona kungasukudala. Manje uyayibona se iyayenzeka ngiyo le because abantu uma bafikele bahlala kancane isikhathi sincane bayabuya nabancane labanye babaleke kuya esikolweni bazala sizathi baningi kakhulu. Manje le izinafobia angeke iphele because kona manje ngitshela ukuthi ma ingaqala sithembisa Alexander or Soweto oro Soshanguve yokuqala ngiyakutshela angeke iphele inyanga le or inyanga phakathi kwenyanga ezako le.
Kodwa khona kuliqiniso yini ukuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe ziyayenza ubugebengu lokunye okunjalo khona ngapho?
Alayipitori ziyayenza but abantu laba bayenza kubutsotsi kakhulu ngilaba bathi e-South Africa because ngibo bangenwako zikhona inye into bathi ama-drugs bathi inyawuphi. Mina ngibona bona because ngibo abagezi labantu ababona ukuthi laba ma-South African vere ngibo nabantu babona ukuthi ngibo abathi beZimbabwe angingakababoni mabambi nkulu.
Okay, hayi sibongile kakhulu Mashangana.
Yapshan.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Smanda, we have heard from some people that, you know, in fact, there is a video that is circulating showing some Zimbabweans who have been incarcerated in a, I think it's in some jail in one of those places where you have, in Hillbrow, I think, where there are so many Zimbabweans. Have you seen the video? And is it true that we have people who are incarcerated for more than a month without going to trial?
Yes, it is true that we've got people that are incarcerated for quite some time. What has been happening is throughout, you know, the period starting from August last year, we have worked very hard to release a lot of people that, one, are either held beyond the 48-hour period of time where somebody is lawfully supposed to appear in court, and we have released quite a lot of people that, for example, their right to appear in court have been violated in that they have not appeared in court over 48 hours. If you remember quite well, sometime in December, I think it was 11th of November or so, we had about 400 people that were arrested from a flat in Hillbrow called Igloite. And 183 of those people did not appear in court within the 48 hours, and we had to force, you know, that they be released and invited the South African Human Rights Commission even to that particular case. So when you look at the people that we have in Hillbrow right now at the Hillbrow Court, you know, the circulating video, it is that
in the majority of the cases, they will hold those people for 30 days and then go back to court and extend the 30 days because the law has been allowing, you know, people to be held in detention in designated places for a period of 30 days at a time, up to about 90 days or a maximum of 120 days. Now, the unfortunate thing, especially with our people from Zimbabwe, what makes them complain a lot is if they are held in these particular places, like, you know, the police station, they would want to be taken to Lindela, because when they get to Lindela, then they can easily buy, tickets, you know, bus tickets and cross over and then come back to South Africa. Okay. The issue is our people want to work. They want to continue working. They do not have the necessary paperwork. And over the years, you know, deportation has not really been very, very painful exercise to them, because they would simply go to Lindela, get deported, or buy a ticket and come back. So now the complaints that we're having are specifically because now they have been detained in police stations for much longer without the option of, you know, quickly going in and coming out. We've been dealing with a lot of that in December. So, yes, that video, it is very true, and those people are in very poor conditions because the dietary, you know, requirements, you know, that in terms of the South African Constitution are put forth are not met. The space that, you know, the people have in terms of movement, the availability of reading material, you know, and the hygienic, you know, the hygiene conditions are very bad. So at the end of the day, you do realize that, and some of these people are people that are taking chronic medication. Some people are HIV positive. Some people are asthmatic. Some people have got various, you know, chronic diseases where they should go to hospital and get the medication. But when they are held in these police cells, they are not accorded the opportunity to basically go out, you know, and get the medication. I know in December, you know, one person passed on, you know, I think after, you know, they said that they were sick, but they had not been able to be taken to hospital in time. But at the time when they were taken to hospital, you know, they passed on. Unfortunately, we have not gotten the, you know, further information on that or the family to come forward so that we can basically try and, you know, investigate more and see if there was negligence, you know, on the part, you know, of the police, because, you know, a lot of people will state that they are sick, but they are not given attention. So, yes, the rights of the majority of, you know, immigrants that are held in some of these police stations are grossly violated.
And just a quick question on that video. Some people are saying that it looks like it's both male and female in one cell.
Well, I didn't really check that quite closely, but as far as I know in Hillsborough, because we frequent, you know, Hillsborough, we know that the males and females are not kept together. Even normally when they go to eat, they're normally, you know, allowed males to go or females, in terms of they go according to the cells that they come in. So it is very unlikely that it's males and females together. It's very, very unlikely, I need to say that.
Okay, thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Let's
I hear ukuthi silomlaleli, let's check. Kola, ngiyazi ukuthi ukhola usehambile. Let's just check ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu ku Facebook, and then ngilombuzo that I want to post to Babu Sibanda. I'm seeing pa page redure VOA Studio 7. Ukurai Mubadi saying, I'm watching you from Poland. Thank you so much for joining, Kurai. Koni saying, I'm watching you from Lesotho. Dumelang Koni, okay. Naka sharp. Ngiyazi ukuthi ngilomlaleli, I hear we have a caller. Kola mtereri, ndino mkamchira mchirongwa. Welcome to our program, Bano Connecting Way.
Mkoma Mike na mkoma Junga, Maserasi.
Ndeyebdeyebu mkoma Johnny.
Andri Bo.
Tangai ma kumbira rure geroro, ndila mkoma Chris kwete ntungu.
Oh, mkoma Chris, mkoma Chris Gandhi.
Andri Bo, ndeyebye.
Aywa, Andri Bo, mkoma, ndakuma jim mkoma Junga.
Aywa. Hey, Atri, note nda shukuru nekupinda mchirongwa mkoma Donald. Hey, ndimi kamuruku South Africa kwa Rustenburg. Zunjaka mirasei.
Radio station,
achizvipenda isusu takwa seZimbabwe nokuti kuno kukatika mhosva muna matauri avari kuita kunoitira mhosva dzakawanda iko zvino kungovhura redhiyo kana pa TV every news panenge tikanyaya dzekunzi paurawa munhu kana paurawa pisa kana kubonda kana kudii zviitwa navanhu vemuno nokuti vanhu vekuZimbabwe kana kuti vamwe maforeign asi kana zvikaitwa nemunhu one wekuno vanozviita pamedia zvinobva zvadzokorogwa kuita headline kuita breaking news vagodzokorora vagodzokorora zvokuti zvinenge ida kudhirowa chi attention nemunhu anenge ari paground yaya kuti zvokutinoguma vakutoona sekutoti tajairigwa navanhu ava.
Saka zvino mukoma Dhoni, sezvo zvizvarwa zvekusouth Africa ivo vari kuchema vari kuti vanhu vanobva kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana vanouya kusouth Africa votora mabasa, vamwe vanouya zvisiri pamutemo vouraya mapurisa nezvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana. Ukuwo kune vamwewo vanobva kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana vanouyawo vane mapepa, vane kodzero dzokushanda musouth Africa, asi vese vanobva vangonzi imi vanhu vanobva kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana muri kutikanganisira kuno, kunyaya yacho inogadziriswa sei?
Nyaya iyi inonetsa mukoma zvamunotaura. Nehangu handikurudziri mhirizhonga kuti ichi vana vezimbabwe vaite mhirizhonga muno, asi chinoedza ndechekuti zvinotaurwa navakuru vari muno, mapoliticians maminista chaivo chaivo mukatisa vanhu vakati pana dhokita Mutswadedi vahome affairs minista kubva vari kuheut vaigara vachingoti zvipatara zvedu zvinozadziwa nemazimbabwe apa kwa pasina mhosva yapagwa bati vaikungotovenga chaiko totasa vanhu vakaita sana Hermann Mashaba vanga vari meya vejobit iko zvino vakufoma pati yavo imwe movement yavo yavakafoma asi main agenda yavo zhinji ndeyekutageta maforeigners isekati mazimbabweni. Saka hazviperi kana zvine vanhu vakuru mukati zvezvinonedza kuti akataura statement yake zvaanenge achida kudraw attention kana kuincite violence kuvanhu vake vari pasi apa. Vanhu vanenge vachigara mumikukumu kana mumainformal settlement vachiwa minista vavo vachitaura kudaroka vanobva vafara chaizvo kuti taona mukana nokuti vakuru vedu vatibhurira. Ndedambudziko ratinaro. Saka hazvigoni kupera kana zvichine mapoliticians vamasinia kana vana vadavid magura premier wehousing vanogara vachibuda vachitoropodza kuti maforeina ndiye anoita mhosva muno. Saka inyaya dzinenge dzine vakuru vakuru hadzi nyaya dzokuti dzingangopera izi dei kuri kunzi vakuru vanonge vari kaumu chaigona kunzwika.
Aiwa, takunzwa mukoma Dhoni, tinotenda zvikuru.
Zvinonetsa mukoma Mike.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Regai titore vamwe vateereri, handidi baba.
Maita basa chaizvo.
Right, Chris uyamuzwa uDonald uyakalala isiti izinto azimanga kuti.
Yeah, so Mr. Chikoiro. Mr. Chikoiro, we'll come back to you shortly. We have another caller. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who's speaking? Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ndiyana aripo parunare apo?
Ndiye Ezekiel aripo parunare.
Mukoma Ezekiel, zviri kufamba?
Ndinongomira zvega zvega.
Muri kufondera muri kupi?
Ndinongomira ndiri muno muZambia.
Muri kuZambia, zvinhu zvakamira sei? Muri kubatwa zvakanaka here kuZambia kwamuri ikoko?
Ndiri kubatwa on transit, yangu on transit.
Saka muri kutotransita, muri kupfuura nemuZambia?
Ndiri kupfuura nemuZambia, ndiri kutoenda imo mubongo zvozvo macho muri kutaura nezvamo. Ndiri kuti inini mafungira andiri kuda kuti ndione achiti.
Taurai chinzwe mukoma.
Apa mhosva akasungwa akati iye muSouth African kana kuti muZimbabwe.
Phone ifoneka Ezekiel isikhathile.
Yeah, I think we dropped that one.
Aiwa, regai tione kuti abantu vatini emakhasini etu tobva taenda to Mr. Chikoiro. Kukhasi letu le VOA Studio 7 ukhona uti watching you from Lesotho utatenda puts his number uti can you please call me please I'm in South Africa. Umo staff wasikhuthaza wathi hayi andifonela itatenda uyo. Aiwa, sibona something utatenda. Leti Dlodlo saying I'm watching you at Thekwini in South Africa. Thank you so much. Griffith is saying I'm watching you with a brown jacket. I hope kurinani kuri kutonora chandochiri kurova asi tiri pano nemi. Roderick is saying watching you and listening from Botswana. Tumelang Roderick. Okay. Try Gondo is saying good evening Studio 7 chimbotifonerai wovaisa number pa page redu VOA shona ngempela abantu bayabhala imibono yabo totenda zvikurusa munhu wese ari kupinda muchirongwa. Katie Marty is saying watching you from Harare. Masora say aiwa tirinani muri seiko sisi Katie. Shai is saying tange tava kudao kuti tiziwa kuti muZimbabwe zvino tichaende pi vari kuchema chema mukoma shai shai. Jimmy is saying watching you from Joburg. Masora say pano aiwa hanzi strinani aiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa. Eddie saying I'm in Durban, I'm cool, thanks. Aiwa mukoma Eddie, thank you so much for tuning in. And Bongeni Ncube saying muri say mukoma hove watching you from Joburg. Tumelangi entate Ncube, how is Johannesburg? Chris, basi nabantu ukukhasela view endebele.
Yeah, before we go there, sibuze ubethe lombuzo okubuza uMr. Chikoero. Mr. Chikoero, how bad is the situation when it comes to Zimbabweans getting involved in crime, especially when we look at people getting to the extent of being armed, like the recent incident? How bad is the situation? Because that is a culture which is not, Zimbabwe. It's not normal in Zimbabwe. How come we have people, when they go to South Africa, they end up in that way?
Well, that is a very delicate question. And you find that when people are driven out of their country, they are driven because of various reasons. Some they come because of political reasons. Some they come because of economic reasons. Some they come because there is nothing at home, and they think when they come to South Africa, they will come and easily find a job. And when they come here, the job, it's not that in South Africa the job is readily available. They have to one, find a place to stay, two, look for the job and work and support yourself, fend for your family, back here and back home. And when that doesn't happen, that's when you find people resorting to criminality. And it's so bad. And as we say, I think we are all agreeing that we don't condone criminology. We don't condone criminalism for people to come and do crime in South Africa. But when things happen like this, to the point that people find themselves arming themselves with guns to shoot people. It doesn't matter. It's a police officer. It doesn't matter. It's an ordinary person. Killing a person is killing a person. You know, in Zimbabwe, we don't subscribe to killing people. In Zimbabwe, we fear. There is what we call in Shona that there is Ngozi. We are afraid of Ngozi in Zimbabwe to kill somebody. But when people come to South Africa, you find them doing such things. So it's very bad, and it's a culture, it's a foreign culture to us that we find here in South Africa. But what we are all saying is, crime is crime, whether it's committed by a foreigner or a local. Crime is crime. There is laws. Every country has got its laws. If I commit a crime, let the law take its course. But I want to go back a little bit to what the comrade from Rustenburg said about politicians, vis-a-vis the xenophobic mode that is engulfed in the South African populace. It's not only Mutualedi. I mean, it was unfortunate. Last month, I heard Mutualedi telling a press conference that South Africans, by the time they were in other countries, they were not refugees. They were freedom fighters. That was an unfortunate statement for somebody of his statue to say we were not refugees. We were freedom fighters, forgetting that by him being in a foreign country, he was a foreigner. But when we go back to the campaign trail of the last election, the president of this country in Durban, Cyril Ramaphosa himself, he addressed people and told the gathering that after the elections, we are going to make sure that we deal with the foreigners, those who are owning shops, and the South Africans, they don't have. So people, those are election promises. When the election came and went, and the promises did not come by,
the foreigners, instead, because they don't have the chance and opportunity to go to the president's office to say, but Mr. President, this is what he told us. What will they do? They will turn against the foreigners in the form of, xenophobia attacks. So, yes, answering your question, the act of violence or criminal activities being done by our people is very bad and is very disturbing indeed.
Yes, let me quickly extend the same question to Dr. Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda, you know, like Mr. Chikoiro explained, people in Zimbabwe can be desperate to the extent of having nothing at all, but we hardly see them resorting to the kind of violence that they seem to be committing in South Africa. What do you think is the problem, and what do you think should be done? Dr. Sibanda? Dr. Sibanda, are you still on the line?
I think it's still Mr. Chikoiro.
Right. Maybe we'll find out what's going on. But do we have a caller?
All right. Mr. Chikoiro, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
All right, Chikoiro. Now, early on throughout the discussion, we've heard numbers in terms of percentages of foreign nationals that are in South African jails. Not so long ago, when we started off this program today, we played a soundbite that of Honorable Aaron Motsoaledi, and he was talking about how throughout just within the past couple of days, they've rounded up hundreds of foreign nationals who were found with either A, being illegal, entering South Africa illegally, or B, were part of crime syndicates that were looting things and, part of the whole investigation. And a lot of them have been deported. So if the numbers are so low in jails, how do you then get around to a stage and point where hundreds of people are being deported for being criminals in South Africa and entering illegally?
One thing that we need to understand is the geographical status of, especially of Mozambique and Zimbabwe. Remember, Mozambique and Zimbabwe, they are just bordering with South Africa. So even if they deport, they deport a Zimbabwean back to Zimbabwe today, if you deport him in the morning...
Mr. Chikoiro, can I interrupt you briefly? We have a caller who's been holding on from Botswana. We'll continue with you. Hello, caller.
Okay. Hello.
Unjani ba?
I'm going to go to the hospital. Maybe it's 10% of people. We are told that the Zimbabwe is a lot of people.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Yeah, Mike.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. You can continue.
Right, Vachko, you know, Mr. Chikoiro, Mr. Chikoiro, Mchirupo Parinare. Yes, please continue. Go ahead, answer the question we had asked.
Oh, okay. I was talking about the geographical distance of Zimbabwe and Mozambique to say it's very close to South Africa, that even if one is arrested and put in Lindela and deported back home, some people are deported in the morning, in the evening, they are back in South Africa. So you always find them here. But again, on the issue of few Zimbabweans or few foreigners are found in the, in the prison as compared to the South Africans. As I mentioned earlier on, that the statistics themselves, they point to that when people are incarcerated, mm-hmm. The percentage of foreigners is much lower than the percentage of South Africans. And again, when people commit crimes, say the crimes of using guns to shoot people, nobody carries a gun from Zimbabwe to come and commit a crime in South Africa with it. The guns, they find them here in South Africa. So mm-hmm. which means they work with the locals in order to commit those crimes. So what the locals do, they will put the foreigners in front, to be the front of the crimes. But if you look at the trend and the syndicates, you find that also locals are involved in those criminal activities, but they put the foreigners in front so that they do the actual dirty work while they are doing behind doors. So it's a very complicated issue. It's a which needs political understanding and political resolution from SADC as a board to say, what do we do about these issues? What forces people to come from where they come from to come to South Africa? And when they come in South Africa, they cause problems, or there are problems, they become criminals in South Africa, while they've left their countries with no criminal records. Some of them, they don't have criminal records, but some of them, they've got criminal records where they come from. When they come here, they come and continue with their criminal activities. So it needs a political solution, a political will for the government, especially in SADC, to be speaking with one voice. When they speak with one voice and make sure that the situations in these countries is addressed and it's stable, then we may see this thing lowering down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Chikoiro. And I understand that Dr. Sibanda is still on the line. Dr. Sibanda?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Yes, I had asked you earlier on if what do you make of this situation whereby you have Zimbabweans, like Mr. Chikoiro said, some of them who have no criminal background at all in Zimbabwe, but when they go to South Africa, they become something else, up to the extent of arming themselves with guns. What could be the problem and what could be the solution?
Well, I think the first thing is accessibility. Guns ordinarily have not been easily accessible in Zimbabwe, where they come from. Now, you also find that, when the person crosses over to South Africa, they may not ordinarily find a job, and then they find that, it's easy to get into criminality because they are stranded, they can't find a job, and it looks like when they look at other people that are living on crime, they think they get recruited, by those that have been, committing crime for a long period of time. So it's just like, when you see, it's not only these, horrendous crimes of murder that we see, we also see, people getting into prostitution, people getting into shoplifting and all that, because it ordinarily, looks a lot easier to get involved in. And South Africa being such also a very big country, and the police force in particular, not being as effective as had ordinarily been the case in Zimbabwe. Things have changed in Zimbabwe today in terms of levels of crime. But if you look at maybe 15, 20 years back, I think we had a relatively very effective police force. So crime was not seen to be as something that is quite, rewarding, because you knew that if you committed a crime, the police would track you down and catch you. In South Africa, you commit a crime in Johannesburg, you run away, you live in Cape Town, you might as well forget about it. So that is exactly what happens with people from Zimbabwe that come from a country that is very strict authoritarian, and they go into South Africa where they find a country that is, you know, more relaxed. Mm-hmm. You know, even when you get arrested, your rights are more respected, and that is why we find that a lot of our people are more attracted.
Thank you so much, Dr. Svanda. Unfortunately, we have run out of time, but thank you so much for your contributions, and also thank you so much to Mr. Sox Chukwuero. By the way, Dr. Svanda is from the Africa Diaspora Forum, and Mr. Chukwuero is from the Zimbabwe Diaspora Forum. Thank you so much to all the listeners who managed to get through. Until we meet, same time, same station, same frequencies. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Tinotenda zvikuru samuri yeZimbabwe. Nyabonga wonke umuntu ongenelele yokuhlelo olivalisayo ngenjabulo. Igama lami ngumichael. Zvakazomuhle. Zimbabwe muhle. Have a good night. Bye-bye.